Okay, a very good morning also from my side, and welcome back from the break. A few things I would like to share with you today is about integration, about synergies. And integration means also bringing people together and transformation as well. A number of things, what we have done since day one. And day one is not that far away, as you might remember. It's a good 136 days, a little bit more than 4 months time. And we have done a lot. And I'm very impressed what the teams in our company did to bring us where we are. You heard from Dick already a lot of progress on strategy and frameworks and starting with implementation. And that is a great news, only less, just a little bit over 4 months after the start. A number of things on synergies and one-off cost on the integration, but let's just get started. On day one, on the start of day one, we were extremely well prepared. We got a decent time since announcement up to the closing, of course, to do a few things because that period was 1 year, as you might remember. But we were extremely well prepared for the day one start. And on the day one start, we had already our total organization on the top structure ready. We had a governance, we have a team on the supervisory board level, on the management team. We had at day one an executive committee running the daily business, we had a management board appointed with our governance in place. And we have done a lot also with other structures in the company on the reporting lines, how functions are organized from a corporate perspective, and how business is reporting to the various members of this management team. A lot of things done, and by building up this organization, we brought, as you know, also the two head offices together. We brought the Brussels office and the Zaandam office together in Zaandam. The corporate office of the group is in Zaandam, which brought us a saving and synergy of roughly 100 people, and this will go up to a 30% of the combined entities during 2017. So a good number done there. I think I would say very decisive, implemented, and all on day one when we just started. The second thing on the bringing the offices together was also that you create immediately a spirit. We are together. People are on their positions. Decisions are made. People know what they're responsible for. So as from day one, we are ready to act, ready to work as a team, as a top team on the management side, but also further in the businesses and in the various functions which are coming from that corporate head office. We have a very good mix in the teams across the company of Ahold and Delhaize associates. And it's even difficult for all of us to talk about Ahold and Delhaize. Sometimes you have heritage Ahold and heritage Delhaize because we feel already one company. And as Dick already mentioned in the 350 senior leaders conference, it was more about the we than you and me and where are we coming from. Very compatible structures, very compatible cultures, and that is a great thing to have. And I will share with you a little later on what does that exactly mean. But I think we also now see that we enjoy the differences as well, and that the differences can make us stronger as a new company. In those mentalities, in those how people work, it's not invented here. It's not about me or how I did it in the past. I think we're creating a spirit, and I don't want to be over-optimistic after 4 months, but I see a spirit that people are excited about learning from each other, thinking about the best of both worlds, but also very excited that we are becoming a bigger company with more geographies and that we have more countries in the network, which is a nice spirit to grow as a company and to see also in new countries or new geographies which you haven't known before in your own company, how great those local brands there as well. Very dedicated teams on synergy capture. And you can imagine that before we had day one, we worked a lot with consultants in the so-called clean rooms. I saw more consultants and lawyers in my life than ever in my life in those days. But it was the way to get the information, get yourself ready while you are still compliant in a way legally, because we were not one company yet. In the meantime, we do this ourselves. For the majority of the cases, we do it ourselves. Our teams are joining up and working together to do the negotiations and to do the sourcing. And a nice example is that for Holland and Belgium, we're going to finalize our A brand, our national brand negotiations by Christmas of this year. We have a dedicated office in Breda. We can close that office because the work is done. But the work has been done by our own people, by teams coming from Albert Heijn and coming from Deleuze, working together to make that result. And of course, people also see, hey, this is an opportunity. Skill in our business is important. It's about the local store. It's about that local store on the corner. But skill in our business is important when you talk about relative market share. It's not only about sourcing, but also about the investment we will make in IT. And two companies making an investment in IT in the space where also Hanneke was referring to is very important, and scale will help. We have an integration management office, which is managed from Zaandam, but we have an office for Europe, small office, we talk about two people, and we have an office in the US, we talk about three people, which is managing this, and it's very well organized in tracking and tracing and targets, and of course, this is also a part of my responsibility that this goes well. For Europe, which are 8 countries in total, we have a support organization which is led by our COO, Pierre Bourchu. And Pierre is making sure that also there we manage the business portfolio of those 8 countries, that we also there are working on growth, that we also there look at scale and synergies, and also make sure that we share best practices. And you can imagine that we focused in the first beginning very much on Holland and Belgium, because that's obviously the biggest synergy for the short term, but that we also now look deeper into the central and southeastern European countries. What can you do there with sharing best practice on private label, on A-brand suppliers, and that work Pierre is now preparing. Then another part of the organization, and we talk quite a bit about Europe, but of course the US organization is important because in Europe the organizations are more or less done. We have a support office with Pierre, we have our corporate office in Zaandam, but also in Europe we announced this week internally that we also will make the next steps there. We announced that we will have for Ahold USA and for Deleuze America a joint retail business services organization, which is going to leverage skill for both companies so that we can, with the best practice, with the best resource we have, we can service all the brands of those two companies in the best way to support them in a number of areas. And you can imagine that a few skill sets, digital analytics, are rather scarce. And if you bundle them and then serve the brands, then you have a more efficient and a more effective way of working. We bring world-class expertise together, we bring finance people together, we bring IT people together, and to make sure that not only we have here another opportunity to be more efficient, but that we also use the skills of people in a better way to bundle this and then serve the brands. And we announced this week. It's out in the organization, and the organization will be stood up by January of 2017. So that's in a couple of weeks' time. Also this, I would say, with all the work which is linked to this, with thousands of people moving to this unit, I think is a big step forward also in our next step, also to implement our strategic framework and also to look for more growth-oriented structures and support structures in the US. In that unit, there are a number of functions already there: finance, HR, logistics, and supply chain, legal, IT, and the whole own brands operation and retail operation support. So this is as per the 1st of January. Those people are together in a new legal entity which is working for the brands to deliver the best possible service in the market at an arm's length basis. Another thing is that you might have heard earlier in earlier quarters before close from Dick and from Jeff, that we have also, for the transactional processes, we had in Ahold already a business services operation, where we look at transactional processes mainly in HR, for example payroll, mainly in finance, for example accounting, that we had a very efficient way of bundling those and also partly offshore and outsource. And Genpact is in a number of cases a partner for us there, and we have already these type of examples for Europe in Poland and in India, but also with Ahold Financial Services in the US, where we bundle those transactional services. This we consider a strength for the company, and those business services for transactional purposes will therefore also extend to the new company. And so within that whole new retail business services, we have a section concentrating on transactional services based on the experience and the track record of Ahold, that we also will extend this and we're going to expedite this both for Europe, but also for the US. And you see here a number of things which are important to do this in a successful and safe way. Then IT, and you know that IT is a very important enabler of growing the business or support all your processes. That can be an accounting process, that can be supply chain, that can be all your store processes, but it can also be like Hanneke already mentioned this today earlier, if you would like to have a seamless operation for a customer between a store and between digital, then you better make sure that your systems are working and that this is one world a customer is getting in. So we did a lot of things in IT. We have at the moment an IT leadership team nominated, working in place, and their organizations as well. We nominated Ben Wishart as our worldwide CIO for the group, and Ben is having now CIOs in Holland and in the rest of Europe and in the US. That organization is done. We defined the global functions, things like enterprise architecture, things like central vendor management, things like global infrastructure, but also things like talent management and IT security. All defined, done, governance done, agreed with the IT leadership team, and they working now accordingly. And people get now excitement about implementation. We also, for the IT group as well, we are going there through transformation and culture and working together and what can we gain from each other and what can we learn, but also how can we combine forces in an area which is not so easy to get the best talent on board and an area which is moving so fast in a digital area or in how to work with master data and how you get your infrastructure and your cloud and your public and your private clouds. How do you get in that world a good focus and get time to market and speed to service the business? On day one, and formal day one, you can imagine you need a new website, you have a lot of legal entities, a lot of accounting systems should be able to produce a third quarter as one company like Jeff did, a lot of IT support there, which you have not seen. We felt it, but we had a flawless day one and a big compliment to our IT community. So a number of things there, and also compliance and resilient operations, a lot of attention, of course, to cybersecurity, IT security, and we have a very strong leader now in that place to make sure that we have also that we operate in a healthy environment. Then from day 90 to 2020, we just gave you a view here. What are we going to do as IT community? There's a lot of things to focus on the business and to make sure that the business can run as usual. The first priority is supporting the present business. The second priority is to make sure that we capture the synergies, not only in the IT space, but that we all support in the other spaces to capture the synergies as well. And the third thing is prepare ourselves for the growth of the future. And that's not only the IT space, or not only the digital space, but also how do we get stores more efficient? How do we connect forecasting and replenishment in one way for the company in the US? All kind of supply chain things is now in the picture of this IT leadership group. We will have a strategy for IT by the middle of next year, which is combining all the elements I just mentioned. The teams are now working on this. We have already a framework for this, but we get a detailed roadmap by the middle of next year. And I must say, we can be very happy with that progress made, but also how the team itself, together with management, together with the business, of course, has a very clear plan. A good opportunity, if you're well organized, and if an exciting future and an exciting merger, if it's the East Coast of the US or if it's Europe, to attract also talent. And like Hanneke mentioned, a good company, a future, once in a lifetime merger process attracts also very nice talent in IT, and we have great IT capabilities, but also great IT jobs. A few quick wins. You see here that we will be very careful by making a lot of changes which might disrupt the business. That is not our plan. We do this in a very careful way. But there are a few quick wins already. Yeah? For example, in the US, we have two pricing systems, pricing analytic systems, and we decided already we take one of the two and we're going to implement this. Same we did for master data management, for example. Same we did for forecasting. So we make a number of very pragmatic choices, and both the colleagues in the US, Paul and Mike, do a very good job there by rationalizing that application roadmap to be more simple and to make sure that we make the right choices for the business to support. whilst we take some time to look at that retail spine, that backbone in the US, because we don't want to have any disruption for our business. In Europe, we have already quite a big part of our business on SAP, that you might remember from the old Deleuze days, where we already did the ERP rollout for SAP, and we're looking now for the future solutions also for the Czech Republic, and the Dutch market is already in a good spot. Yeah, and then culture. Many textbooks written about mergers and culture and transformation. It's not about the processes, it's about the people. And I think we are very aware of this. And I think we are very aware that culture and talking about this is an important thing. And that's why also in our executive team, we have Mark Kroonen taking care about things like information and internal communication, but also about transformation as well, and supporting that whole integration process with pulse checks, eyes and ears in the organization, hopefully anticipate what's coming and that you are ahead of the game when things come up which you have to solve. We don't have a cultural roadmap for people, but we rather talk about the right organization, the right dialogue on strategy, leadership, values, and talk as early as you can about these kind of things to avoid that you have a problem later on. And I think we do a very good job there. We are very well prepared. And like Dick already mentioned about the leadership meeting of 350 people in Washington, and before that we had a prep leadership meeting of 80 people in Zaandam already in May of 2016, before the merger closed, and already 2 months after we closed in October. And those meetings went extremely well. High excitement of working together, a strategic framework which was there already in October, approved and done and worked out by the executive team. I think that is pretty fast. I think that is pretty fast delivery. And Dick already mentioned and shared with you today that we're not only having a framework, what we start delivering on it and start implementing. And of course, what is now the role of the 350 people in that change cultural transformation process, which is maybe different for a Hannaford or a Stop and Shop regional manager or for a manager of Alpha Beta than for people who are in functions or people who have find solutions together. But still, also those people in the brands are very excited what they see. Some of them competed for decades and seen them, wow, now finally I can get some access to digital or e-commerce work from Ahold. Hey, now finally I get some access to the real charcuterie private label of Deleuze. There are a lot of things to win. And this is cool to see that people are so easy and so fast jumping on the opportunity. And I'm really very excited about this. If Tom Lenkowicz of Giant Carlisle is visiting Mike Vale of Hannaford to see what is this North Berwick 20K format, can this do also something for me? Or if Meg Hamm of Food Lion President visits the Carlisle office for Thunder Bakery successes, can this bakery solution be something for me also at Hannaford, at Food Lion, to make my next steps? When these kind of things are just happening because people say, hey, there is something to get here in a competitive market and we better grab it, I think that is a very good signal of people getting together. And of course, we did pre-close already our cultural work. We worked with Spencer Stewart to see what is now the Ahold culture and what is the Deleuze culture. But we also found that there are a lot of things very comparable and similar. Results-driven organization, caring people, but also an order in the organization, which is not bad news if you're in the retail industry. So we have a lot of things complementary and similar, but we also have a lot of things where we can learn from each other. Strategy, own brands, retail operations, talent mobility. I think we mentioned already a few things earlier in this morning. So a lot of things together, but also a lot of things we can gain and win together in new areas. And I think that's great news. And a number of things then, what we also share with the people, enjoy those differences, because if you're completely the same, then you cannot gain that much. Enjoy the differences and make sure that you reach out to take it for your business and see if it could fit your business, yes or no, but be open-minded about this. So this is a few things on how we look at culture. We are very much aware. We have teams on the ground. We have those pulse checks every quarter, both for Europe and for the US. And we talk about the results. And we talked last week with our management team about the pulse checks, which were done in the latest cycle. And okay, where can we get better? What is there? Could be better in communication. Where are teams very nicely coming together? Where are the champions? And how can we share? And I think internal communication, as you all know, is a very important element of bringing people together and making people aware and excited about change and a new company. Then I come to the synergies, and you might be interested in those. I think the 500 million number is not new. A couple of things to share with you today. One thing is that we communicated to our teams that everything beyond 500 million is for them to invest in the business. And that is done on purpose for two reasons. First of all, it creates value creation. It creates excitement with people that they can create even more value with all the projects we have. And the second thing is for us as management, it gives for us more security if you have some overvalue, because people create more than 500 gross number, that you have more security that you really make the 500. So it works on both sides, and people are very excited about that statement. And you see now that there's a lot of activity to find in a lot of corners even more money than the 500. We will report quarterly on the synergy numbers, and we will also, on our annual outlook, of course, give you already... the total forecast, as Jeff will do in the overall result. I think the scheme, no, the split per category, the split per geography, no change there. Then we go a few things more in depth about where we are in creating those synergies, and sourcing is an important part of our total business, as you know. And you see here on the left-hand side, the national brand negotiation results for Holland and Belgium, and on the right-hand side for the US. On the left-hand side, as I mentioned, by Christmas, we will have fulfilled our target for the A brand manufacturers, and we will close down with success and with pleasure our Breda office, which worked very well for us, and we are on target, and 90% of the deals is closed as per today. For the US, we have a 35% deals closed. The deals are on target there and slightly over target for the first 35%. And we will close this by the end of the first quarter in 2017. We have a little bit different approach in the US, because at the same time, we also negotiate in the US, start with private label, own brands, and with fresh. And in Europe, we have, you will see this later, a different mechanism with our AMS platform to do the private label, and we start fresh at the beginning of 17. So a little bit different scheme. We have, of course, much more assortment in the US, and we got we took a judgment ourselves in this scheme of work, but I can tell you we are very much in line and very happy what we see so far. Then on the US sourcing, a little bit more light, because it's a decent piece of our business. We negotiated with 240 A brand suppliers, and we started in October. So if you take your 6 month ticker here, time ticker, then we will finalize end of the first quarter. For fresh, we talk about 30 suppliers. You're not only talking about the big brands, but you also talk about sometimes brokers who represent a number of brands, a typical part of the US structure. And on own brands, we talk to 135 suppliers. And it's sometimes amazing what you can get. And there are a few buyers who are slightly frustrated when they see the true comparisons. Did I a good job in the past? We said to them, just enjoy it. The more differences we have between the two parties, the best of both worlds will give more. Yeah, so see this also in this light. And if you might not have bought very nicely in the clementines, hopefully you did in the bananas, yeah, or the other way around, and enjoy those differences, because the more differences we have, the better we find the synergies over the 500. Yeah, so this is a little bit light and color on the US. Then a few things on the European buying alliances. I think you might be aware, but I just would like to give you a quick overview. We have bundled now our national brand, our A brand, national brand, overrider activity in Copernic. Copernic is a unit of four companies, you see them there, with a quite sizable sales value of over 130 billion euros. And we only talk here about A brands, and we only talk here about on-top rebates. This, for the 17 year, will be closed by the end of this month, before Christmas. So it's done, and it is doing very well for us. So this is done, this is for the 17 year, a tick in the box. Then we go to AMS, where we bundled our private label volumes. And that is a big part of our private label volumes, but only for dry grocery, only for center store. So you see the partners in that combination, also a proud 113 billion sales value, dry groceries only, private label only, together, and we start in 17, negotiating for 17 as well. In private label, the scheme is a little bit different. With the A-brand manufacturers, you have a 1st of January for a full calendar year. With private label, if you source canned tomatoes or ketchup or pet food or cereals, you have most of the time contracts which expire on March or in February or in September, so you have a different cycle. Yeah, so we see those revenues coming in during the 17 year. Very much on plan, we have 95 projects defined for the whole group here. And of course, with the extra volume of the less into AMS, I think we can expect a very good result. Then another important part here is not for resale, and that's this one. We have quite a big procurement value in not for resale, both on the OPEX side as well on the CAPEX side. So we see also here that in rate harmonization, alignment of specs, the operating model, outsource, insource, agents and brokers, we see quite some potential. It's quite complex world because there are many different vendors and some of the businesses are quite small and granular. So we try now to bundle more and more of these kind of things. It will take us a good 2 years to get a good control of this because it's more complicated and also different timings. But we see already very good results in the back office on IT, on banking, on insurance contracts, and just already things like banking fees and credit card fees, just to get that more volume in, is giving you the opportunity to get a better rate. In stores, we talk about maintenance and cleaning and waste management, very intuitive items, very intuitive things, and we make very good progress both in the US and in Europe at the moment. Then another thing is, of course, is working together also best practice exchange. Yeah, I mean, and a lot of best practices where we can do a good deal with. And earlier already we heard something like international brands traveling. Yeah, and we brought now Ethos, the Dutch drugstore brand, to the US. It's already selling pretty well with Ahold USA. And we make sure it's also going to sell at Delhaize America. And on the other hand, we have a very good organic brand in the US. We will bring Nature's Promise and Nature's Place, pretty coincidental. We bring this together in one name, and that brand is already big, 1 billion sales. And like we heard before, a Procter and a Unilever who would envy these kind of sizes. Those brands are very good in organic, and there's an opportunity in Europe to introduce those brands here, because the organic ranges in the US are very well developed. So a number of opportunities just to give you a little bit more flavor. Then the planning of the synergies over the years. The 500 you see proudly on the right-hand side for the 2019 year, and for 2017, for the coming year, we see a 220. All those numbers are in millions of euros. All those monies are P&L bottom line arrivals, and all those amounts here are cumulative. Split per geography, I think you have seen that before. There's not that much change to those numbers, the split over the geography, which are, of course, as sourcing is quite a big part, also pretty sales distribution related. Then we come to the integration cost. This picture you have seen before, those are the split by categories, the commercial G&A, the non-commercial G&A, and over the geographies for the 350 million. That is a number we called out before. Thank you, Charlie. That is also a number which is constant there, and we are on a very good course to do this, but we also give you here the distribution over the years. This is a little bit more front-end heavy, because you can imagine when you work on an organization that severance payments are coming earlier, and when you talk about consultancy fees, they're also coming earlier. So you see there, therefore, this is a little bit more front-loaded in 16 and in 17. In the IMO office, we keep track of this, and we have very clear rules when one-off costs are one-off costs. That is an accounting rule, but also a managerial rule. So we keep track very precisely in the US and in Europe to make sure that we have there the right numbers in the books. This on the integration cost. Then to conclude, We have a top structure in the company in place, but also the governance, and we already have done the integration of the two head offices. We have our European support group in place, and we have also, for the US, made now the first step in bringing in this retail business services, the first step on efficiency, and not only efficiency, but also the serving the brands even better by combining both shared services of both Ahold USA and Delhaize America. Compatible cultures, I hope I could convince you that I'm enthusiastic and passionate about how people work together, how people come together. 4 months after close is maybe too early to cry victory, but what I see now and what I see together with my colleagues in the team is very positive and very engaging and very optimistic. Synergy program, with all the numbers we see now after clean rooms, after seeing the actual numbers after close, because before that we could not look into each other's numbers, we are very confident that we'll deliver the 500 million bottom line. The 17 numbers, I gave you the 220, with the numbers we see now, mainly, of course, very much triggered by the sourcing results, private label, fresh, and A brands, we are confident that we'll deliver on 17, which is the rough 40% we talked about before. We make the first step in the US, and in the US, this is important to serve and to push those and to support those brands better, to enable them to grow and focus on customer with a very efficient shared services. And as I said, 350 people in Washington. The team here, we are excited, we are very much aligned, and I'm pretty sure that we're going to deliver. This is from my side, Henk-Jan.
Any clarifying questions before we move on to Jeff?
A few questions for clarification.
Andrew?
Sorry, Sandra Gooding from Exane again, sorry. 20. I thought it was 30. And then the other question, just on the gross synergies, obviously in excess of 500, any preliminary view of where the gross level of synergies might be for the group?
To start with the first question, when we had in November the third quarter result, we said we estimate for 2016 and 30 million, so that's absolutely correct. We see two things. We see it's not so easy to talk about all timings of all these kind of things and to be exactly precise. That is already difficult to assess this. And the second thing is that we saw in Europe, but also a little bit in the US, that the negotiations with our A brand suppliers take a little bit longer, because we do not want to compromise on the fact that we are only looking for recurring conditions, recurring advantage. We don't want to compromise on the fact that we don't want to have counterparts. We would like to have full bottom line arrival for the coming years of those money amounts. And that takes us a little bit longer to, let's say, convince the brands that this is working well. So it's a timing matter. It's not a matter that the money will not come. The money will come, I promise you. But it's a little bit timing for the 16 year. And we have very clear agreements with the retroactivity, 1st of January 17, and all these kind of things. So I think you can rely on our merchandise people there. Some people in the Benelux market saw some communication on our negotiations with the A brands, and that's part of the process, I would say. We are a very reasonable company. We do a very good job here, but it takes us a little bit longer, but the money will come. On the second thing is more than the 500. It's remarkable that you come with that remark. I said we will deliver on the 500 million bottom line. Yeah, that's what we said. And that is our commitment. What I said to you is that as we said to the teams, if you gain more, if you get more out of this and you don't have, let's say, mentally deliver the 500 to your head office, but create more value for yourself, for your own business, to reinvest, I think that will inspire and energize a lot of teams. And that money will come, if that money comes extra, will be reinvested in the business and gives us as team at the same time more security to deliver on the 500. That's what I said. Where that growth is coming from, a little bit across the board, we expect. So for your calculations, keep the same distributions over geographies and categories.
Thank you, Frans. Yeah? Jeff?